Today we're talking with John Ross, who is the Director of Emergency Management for Fond du Lac County. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob.
This week is Tornado and Severe Weather Awareness Week in Wisconsin. And sure enough, first day of the weekend, we do have a threat of severe weather actually today, don't we?
Yes, we do. Actually, the next couple days look like they could be pretty active, ranging from potentially some pretty significant rainfall to hail and maybe even some wind and some other severe weather components. So we'll have to definitely keep an eye on it.
Okay. So let's go through some of the things that you should do or should know when it comes to tornado and severe weather. First off, what's the difference between a watch and a warning for a tornado?
Well, anytime you hear the term watch when it's talking to a weather hazard, that means conditions are favorable for the development of that type of weather, whether it's tornadoes, whether it's severe thunderstorms, whether it's flash flooding, or even in the wintertime, the winter storms. But the watch is the time to get ready. That is when you need to start thinking about your plan, thinking about your safe spaces, everything lined up in the event a warning would be issued. And the warning, that's the time to act. That means severe weather is occurring. So that's the time to get to your safe space. That's the time to take action.
Okay, so people generally know where they're going to head if they're in their home, office, or school. But what about if you're outdoors?
Well, you want to do your best if you can to get to a sturdy building. Hopefully, if you've been monitoring the weather, you're not going to be caught in that situation. But, of course, weather can develop very quickly and with little to no warning, so you can end up that way. The best place is to get into a sturdy building. The other option would be to get in a low spot and lay down and cover your head to protect yourself. It's definitely not an ideal spot. One of the things, you know, in your car, we talk about the same thing, you know, don't stay in your car, but get to a sturdy building if you can. If not, get out in the, lay in a low spot in a ditch and protect your head. Years ago, they used to talk about driving your car up underneath an overpass on a highway, and they've determined that that's not a good idea because that can actually increase wind speeds because it creates a wind tunnel type effect and debris could be flying. So that's one thing that they used to teach that we don't teach anymore. But you want to get to the lowest level of building, basement ideally. If you don't have a basement, again, interior room, put as many walls as you can between yourself and outside. If you're in a mobile home, your best bet is to get out and get to a more sturdy building. Mobile homes are not designed to hold up to tornadoes and really severe winds, and straight line winds can often be just as bad as tornadic winds. So that's not a place to be. But yeah, get yourself to a place of shelter. Avoid windows, avoid large span roofs like gymnasiums, that type of structure. But put as many walls as you can between yourself and outside, and cover your head and neck with your hands, or if you've got a blanket or something that you could put over to just give yourself a little extra added protection from flying debris.
Okay. How important is it to be informed about weather conditions?
It's extremely important. It can make all the difference, to be honest with you. That's one of the things, one of the three key elements that we always try to educate people on is to have a plan, make a kit, and be informed. Have those sources of information for that emergency alerting, whether it's the NOAA All Hazards Weather Radios, which are highly recommended. It's local TV, local radio, cell phone apps. You can sign up for emergency alerts such as Smart 911 in Fond du Lac County. But have multiple sources. When you're outside, you know, if you're in close proximity to a siren, that can be a source, but that's not a source that you should rely on solely or rely on when you're indoors.
All right. So the warning sirens you hear outdoors are primarily meant for people that are outdoors.
Yep, that's exactly why they're called outdoor warning sirens, is they're meant to warn you outdoors. And depending on conditions, that sound from that siren may not travel very far depending on what's going on around it. So again, don't make that your sole source of that alert. You know, have that app on your cell phone, have that battery powered radio with you, portable radio with you. Have some way of getting that information.
Okay. John, usually there's a statewide tornado drill. They've got one scheduled for what, Thursday or two?
Yeah, the drill. Well, they actually have two. They added that a few years ago. They'll do one, weather permitting, approximately 1:45 on Thursday, and then another one at about 6:45 on Thursday evening. That would give, hopefully give everyone the chance to practice not only at work but also at home with other members of their household. If you can't participate at those exact times, I would just ask that you make time to sit down with those people in your household or sit down at your place of work or school and just look at what your plan is. Check your emergency kit. Make sure that the items that are in there are still functioning and are still usable. You know, make sure your flashlights and the batteries are still good. Make sure that, you know, if you have a portable radio in there, that the batteries for that are still good. Make sure any food supplies that you have in there are not expired. But and then practice getting to that safe spot and knowing where it is. Just kind of, we're coming out of the winter months, so it's a good time to refresh your memory about all of that stuff.
All right. A question that always pops up when we're talking about these statewide tornado drills, will outdoor warning sirens be sounded during those times?
That is a local decision. A lot of times in Fond du Lac County, our comm center will sound the sirens, at least at the 1:45 for sure, if not at both. But that's not necessarily guaranteed because it is only a drill. So you probably, your best bet is to just set a reminder on your phone or set an alarm on your watch for those times and then go through that process at those times. And some local TV and radio will air an alert at that time. Others won't because it is a test. It doesn't always activate all the emergency alert system components. So it's just a reminder of the times to practice.
Okay.
And if there is inclement weather on Thursday, they will postpone till Friday. And if there's inclement weather, you know, threat of severe weather on Friday, then the drill would be canceled. So,
all right. John, is there anything else that people should know about Tornado and Severe Weather Awareness Week here in Wisconsin?
Well, like I said, it's a good time to practice. But also, if you're interested in learning more about severe weather, we are doing our annual storm spotter training here in Fond du Lac County in cooperation and partnership with the National Weather Service office out of Milwaukee. They will be here on April 27th at 6:30 here in the city county government building. We'll be in the legislative chambers. That training is open to the public, free, no cost to attend. You are not obligated to become any kind of a designated storm spotter. It's an opportunity for you to learn more about severe weather. We'll talk about how tornadoes form. We'll talk about safety, a lot of interesting information, and we invite the public's participation.
We've been talking with John Ross, who is the Fond du Lac County Emergency Management Director.